I think they are using the wrong baseline because the King's Birthday was privately sponsored this year, as the case was last year. Last year, the King decided that there was going to be no celebrations for his birthday, and then private sponsors came up and paid for that birthday. This year, again, private sponsors came up and paid for the King's birthday. We have been led to understanding that somebody somewhere was going around saying that the King's birthday cost 33 million malangeni. Actually, the budget for this year's celebrations and national events, all of them, including the reed dance and Incwala, is 9.5. There is just no way 33 million could come from 9.5. But then the King's Birthday did not benefit from the 9.5 because they were private sponsors. So that's why I'm saying that they are using the wrong baseline for reasons known best to them.
The government in the few past years said that there would not be any salary increase because of the global economic downturn. The people are saying that no, that is not true.
The problem of the economic situation in the country is not so as, like you say, it's a global thing. So it would be folly for anyone to think that it is a so as a problem. Yes, we said that the government decided that salary increments for civil servants in particular should come to an end until 3 years had elapsed. We were hoping that after 3 years would be better than we were 2 years or 4 years ago. And the IMF had also advised that our wage bill was too high, so we needed to cut down on the wage bill. They even suggested that we send home 7,000 civil servants. The country has about 37,000 civil servants, so they were suggesting that we remain with 30 to be able to cut it down on the wage bill, or reduce the salary, present salaries, by 10%. We did not think it was feasible to send 7,000 civil servants home, because there are policies in this country that if children who want to go to school, who are supposed to be going to school, have either parents who are not working or parents who have died because of natural diseases or whatever, government has to inherit or pay for those children, pay for their education until they finish. Now, we thought or felt that if we sent home 7,000 civil servants who were supporting these children, we were going to inherit the financial challenge down the stream. Our estimates are to the effect that one working civil servant pays or is taking care of 8 children or dependents. Now, if you multiply 8 dependents by 7,000, you get more than 50,000 people whom government has to cater for or pay school fees for. So we thought it was not wise. The best thing was to stop a salary increment for at least 3 years and see what happens after that. It wasn't like government didn't want to increase it. It was strategic. We wanted to keep them working, and we wanted their dependents not to suffer just because they are the civil servants who were paying for them have been fired. So it was like that. So the last time we had or civil servants enjoyed salary increments was in 2010. So we counted 2011, 2012, and 2013, which should be the last year. After that, we shall see what we can do, because the country's economy is at least better than it was 2 years ago.
Does that mean that this year, which is 2013, your government will take a look or negotiate with the workers to possibly see better working or living conditions after the economy has recovered?
1,000 times, yes.
So what do you say to some of these critics who say the policies, economic policies of the government have not necessarily helped, and that is why the economy has not been able to recover quickly enough?
It's a question of knowing mathematics. 3 years ago, there were times when we were not, government was not able to pay civil servants in time because of the financial challenges we were facing. We decided to stop salary increments, decided to stop capital projects, decided to cut down on external travel, decided to cut down on many other things that required money so that we could be able to buy ourselves out of the situation. It helped because for a year and now, there hasn't been a situation whereby we delayed salaries for civil servants. They have always been paid in time. We've been able to pay our debts, and we cut down on our debts, which means the projects or the policies that they are saying did not work actually worked. We were saving even on fuel for government vehicles. We have not bought any new. We have not been able to replace 900 vehicles because we were kind of trying to cut down on fuel costs and other things. But now we're going to. For 3 years we didn't do that, but now we'll be able to do that. We'll be able to replace the old fleet in government. So to say that the policies did not work is not correct. To say that the policies worked, you have just to go over the statistics or go over what I've already said. There has been never a time when civil servants' salaries were delayed. We've been able to pay our debts. We've been able to continue only with the smaller projects because the capital projects were stopped. Well, now we are able to pay our debts, which means the policies did work. They worked.
How soon do you think the government officials will meet these workers to negotiate the increment if the matter arises?
The talks have already begun, but there isn't any conclusion as yet. They've already begun. The talks have already begun. There hasn't been any final decision as yet. But we do believe that before too long, there will be a decision on the matter. So it's not a question of waiting again until government decides to call them. The talks have already begun.
What will be your message to Swazis in general from the government?
May I be allowed to ask that there be a spirit of tolerance and understanding and being realistic with issues? This is not a government country. It's our country. Each one of us is expected to contribute, even in a small way, in order for us to be able to pull ourselves together and allow a situation whereby the economy recovers quicker than expected. We have to work harder than we have been doing so that the country buys itself out of the economic situation. Criticizing or pouring water on the efforts of government won't get anybody anywhere. This is not a government country. It's for all of us. We need one another more than ever before to be able to buy this country out of the economic situation. Government is doing everything it can to make sure that Swazis don't suffer anymore. That's why we're here now. Salaries are paid in time. We're able to continue with projects that make sure that people do benefit from the economy of this country.